Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to Intuitively You. I'm your host, Danielle Huff, here today to again work on your intuition, your abilities, opening and expanding you, your energy within you. So today I want to talk to you about the physical body. And I want to go in a new way for you. And we're going to talk about how the body talks to you. Now, if you've followed me for long, we've talked about how the pain will give you your answers, right? The physical pain. You can tap in and say, what's this pain's about? But today we want to do it in a different way and to actually receive through the body. And we do naturally, but this way we're going to do it intentionally so that you can experience the truth without the overthinking, the rationalizations, justifications, all those things. Because with the mind, you have the ability to do all that. With the body, it just knows what it knows. It just is your truth. So the more that you ground into, connect with your physicality of your body, the more it becomes a communication center for you. It always has been, but you've got away from it because you use your upper mind, your upper parts of your body more for a lot of people. Or maybe you're the opposite, physical body, but not in this way. So today, come along with me as I lead you to a meditation to connect yourselves, to clear yourselves, so that you begin your clear communication within you and with you of others. So that you know truth and you have many ways. Muscles never lie. Many of you heard of muscle testing, and that's definitely a way to do it. But we're going to deepen it with the wisdom, get messages, whether you hear them, see them, feel them through your body, almost as if, and if you can imagine, use your imagination, your cells are speaking for your heart. Yeah. Without that conscious wheel of rhetoric, fear, all those things. The fear you hold in your cells of your body and in your muscular system are the false fears that you've created on earth. And so you hold, right? You hold your tightness, you hold, some people have the different muscular ease. So what they're doing, they're holding on what they don't want to happen, right? It's a protection. And so when you hold that, I want you to imagine this, when you're holding that, then you're not receiving the new wisdom or the new information for your physical body, for your mental body, for all of you. And it's kind of like a big blockage of energy that you're trying to work through, and it becomes very tight. And if what I keep hearing is like your processor is clogged. And we usually talk about the processor being in the mind and the processes of the mind, right? How we process things. But the truth is that all goes through the muscular. And so we're going to keep this very simple, very light. We're going to clear the cells. We're going to open into your nervous system, back into the muscles, release the muscles of resistance. The lighter get in your body, the less resistance you hold in your body, the easier you will hear. You should be more open and flowing. And what you will learn through this way is that no door ever has to close. When you're in physical flow and you're just going, there's no reason to close the doors behind you. When you can just continue to flow. The difference in the 3D is because contrast says we need to close this to do this, right? Kind of like we need to not like this to like this. That contrast 3D learning that no longer applies on earth. What applies today is staying open to the flow. All doors have always been open for you. And breathe that through. Okay. So when you're ready, take a deep breath. And really let the energy out of your body, the breath out of your body. Just sink into your body. Sink. There you go. Clear down into your toes. Imagine that you're just sitting in your toes. And when you're sitting in your toes, you begin to rise through the body.
There you go. That's right. Remember to breathe. There you go. Okay. Have your eyes open or closed. However you feel this is for you, allow it. Here we go. We're going to connect to the energies. However you silence the mind through your breath, you put, there you go. And put your intention right into your belly. However you feel that, the physical belly, the physical knowing of your belly, the physicality of your belly, feel it. Is it hungry? Is it settled? Is it disruptive? Is it tight? Just kind of check in. Don't judge it. And then take a breath and release that. Take one more breath and release it. There you go. Okay. Here we go. And there will be silence through this just a little bit so the energy can run and integrate within you. Keep your focus on your belly. Centering your energy. I'm going to work with activations to clear. So, to clear the cells of the blockage and fears, to clear the cells, hold more light. To hold more light, you'll hear more wisdom, right? More energy? Yeah. So, imagine you're glowing right now, your physical body is. Don't even worry about the light of the spirit at this point. You're just going into physicality. Feel, imagine, and know your physical body, your physical skin. Every part of you is glowing. You may see your veins in platinum, your blood in gold. It's okay. Change to the crystalline being of you, the physicality of your body. Let your energy work for you. And as you're focusing right in your belly, the violet flame right in the center of it. And the violet flame, and you can tap into Saint Germain if you need, is burning away everything we've asked to clear. It's releasing and reforming every cell, every energy, physicality of your body. You may feel parts of your body tightening up, trying to hold on, just ask it to release and trust. Trust it's okay. Talk to that part. That's right. Because as you move into this space, we're now going to connect. Here we go. Clearing out the muscular. Step right into your nervous system. So now you want to move your attention to your spine. Just feel your spine. Don't judge it. Just feel the spine. Where is it located? And take a breath and sit in your spine. Really feel the vertebrae. Feel the connection. Feel it as best you can. Don't force it. Just allow it. And when you feel the bone, when you feel the spine connection, the golden ray of energy to release through the spine, as if your spine is now golden, and the connection between vertebrae. They're all transforming. And as they transform, they open up space for your nervous system, your muscular system to flow and communicate. Flow and communicate. And your focus is anywhere below the head right now. That's right. Stay out of the mind, stay out of the head. Just really feel into the body. And now we're going to take it one step further. And now we're going to connect the physicality of your body to your auric field. You may feel like there's beams of light or your nervous system going outside your body right now, rooting and grounding into your etheric self, into the physicality of your etheric self. We're bringing into oneness. We're bringing into oneness your physicality, your body. Yes, it's a vessel. Yes, it does many things. But it also processes the energy. What you hold on to holds in the body. What you release, releases. Trust there's nothing to hold. And everything's available. Right here, right now, in the physicality of your body. And we're going deep into the mind. We're going deep into the subsets. There we go. And it's all connecting. You may have to get up and walk around. Your body may want to move or breathe differently. Just allow through this. Allow through this. This is the magnetism of the energy of your body aligning. So that you're a magnet. Your force is truly open and free to receive. We're turning on the receptors of your physicality of your body. We always play with the receptors of the mind. And now we're going to ask the receptors of the physicality of your body to come alive, to be turned on, tuned in, turned up, whatever that is for you. Trust is happening now. And this is a lot of energy. Take your time with this. And I know my voice ebbs and flows through this, but it's purposeful. Trust it. When your body sighs, give it a moment. Open, release, all the attachments. You're probably feeling a little floaty right now. And what you're noticing is the more that you get in the mind or the body, the more the mind opens and expands for you. Go ahead and place your focus right on your third eye. Your brow line, the space between, however you feel it, feel the physicality of it. You may feel pressure. You may feel a vortex of energy. You may feel nothing at all, and your body just moves to it. Or you just may notice that you're focusing in that area. For those that are very, very kinesthetic, go ahead and take your fingers and pinch your eyebrows. Lift and pinch, not hard, just lift and pinch. That's right. Just opens and activates. Now, go ahead and breathe through your nose and notice the clarity, the clearing. And bring all your intention and imagining that you are seeing, feeling, and knowing right through your third eye. Your physical eyes are now seeing with the energy of the third eye completely, physically. Allow this to work for you. Relax. You're doing it. And now with your conscious third eye, go ahead and center it right back into the belly. Feel it physically in your belly. Feel your eyes in your belly. What does that feel like? That feels weird. That feels new. Who would do that? Play along. It'll work for you. Trust the process. Your whole solar plexus. Your energy field. Look. Feel. Sense. And the physicality of your third eye. Take a moment and tap in. Feel what you're feeling. See what you're seeing. Your focus is just feeling the belly. Let the eye do the work. You may see symbols, light language, light codes. You may hear your answers, feel. Whatever attunes, allow. Keep your body relaxed. Drop your shoulders. Just keep breathing. Feel this new rush of energy coming right below your belly. Right up through your heart center, right through your throat. Right through the top of your head. Feel the physical of it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Is it warm? Is it cold? Is it on fire? What does it feel like? In the tactile, in the physical. Also will help you. You already know, yeah. With your psychic gifts. Hold an object. Know what it is. Where it came from. Interpreting energy in the physical. All your psychokinesis. Turning on boldly. Turning on powerfully without doubt. Without fear. Strength and confidence. Pulling into your physical body of strength and confidence. Wherever you may feel weakness in the body, send it strength. Send it healing. Send it energy. Send it light. Those deadened parts, the dis-ease of your physicality of your body, can be healed by turning back the energy back on, turning on the energy in that area, opening up the pores, opening up the blood flow, opening up and releasing the dis-ease. In the physicality of your body. Breathe that through. Come back to conscious. Come up, up, up. In, in. Up and in, up and in, up and in. Whew. Now sit back in your toes. Give your body a moment to readjust. Blink your eyes a few times. Snap your fingers if you need. Take a moment and feel how centered you are. How clear. What happened to your thoughts? Are they trying to turn back on? Is it quiet? You moved your intention off your rat race. You moved your intention off of what you thought you had to figure out, what you thought your mind needed to know or understand, when truly, if you just use your wisdom, the understanding comes complete. So for many, it's saying, look at the higher meaning, but that doesn't mean higher as in above or below. Look at the bigger picture meaning and let go of the details. For those of you that get really stuck and focused, open up that parameter of your consciousness, because as you do, you're opening up that frontal lobe, your alpha waves, so that you will have attention and focus. But if you're trying to do that only the mental, not the physical, you're going to bounce. Your focus will be there and then it won't be there. Your focus will be there and it won't be there. Yeah. So this is why you want to ground into the physical to come up through the body. So you're attentive. You're intentional. So your physical body becomes the antenna. We usually talk about the mind, right, being the antenna. But look at the mind or the energy around the mind, or as you see the mind. We're not talking about the brain, just the mind, the energy of the mind. More of that global energy, and use your physical body to move through it, to interpret as you go, to ground it, to gain understanding to whatever it is for your flow. As you keep this open, there'll be less time of, oh, let me go think about that. I'm overthinking. The body knows. The mind knows the answers. Step into it. If you have aches and pains in your physical body, it's because of blockage. Turn on the energy there. Release the pain. Ask for balance. The physical body, too. And I don't teach this, so you'll have to go out and I do this, but I don't really teach them. But you'll have to go out and find it for yourself, is that you could also write words, codes, energy numbers, energy circles on your body for healing. Put on a piece of paper, put it in the bottom of your shoe. The physical body is reading at all times. So what you're learning is that you are more than your physical. You are more than your nutrition. Those things are important, and they do help the body stay open so that you can read. The exercise helps the body process. All these things, if you do them for self-love and self-care and keep it that simple, your body will balance into what you desire it to be. Most of the time when we're trying to move our body, our physicality of our body, we're doing it with the intention of something's wrong. Let's move that and just align into the physicality of your body, accepting your gravity, your weight, your gravity of it. And as you do, then you can begin. It's without resistance. Then it happens. The time period of flow between what you're manifesting and what is the time period of your resistance. Let go of resistance. And a lot of people go, well, I'm not resistant to getting it. I'm not resisting to having it. But on some level, in the physicality of the mental body, it's still not believing it's for you. You're not seeing it. You're not feeling it fully. And so it doesn't manifest and you get frustrated and you give up or you try a new way, when really the key is to release resistance, return on your receptors to receive it easily. Moving beyond the knowing of self-worth, value, all those things, those are your resistant triggers. Those are where we try to get you to heal through, to release. However, now the energy of the universe is open so much more. The gamma waves are open that you can simply just ask for the release to happen. Before, you were so physically or mentally connected to it that you got in your own way. So when you go into overthinking, when your mind is spinning, I want you to go into your feet, into the seat. Sit there. Connect with your physical body. Feel your toes, feel your vessels, feel your bones, feel the blood flow, feel your pulse, anything in the physical. Keep the intention there. Quiets the mind. It releases the patterns. And it's an amazing way to start shape-shifting your physicality of your body, but also shape-shifting your reality of what you desire to be, give, receive, and flow. Take a moment, breathe. Feel how light your body feels right now. Even though we talk about the density of the body in the 3D, whoa, you just changed your 3D. Do you see it? Do you feel it? Do you know it? Watch today play out so differently for you in the most amazing ways. Yeah. Go live. Go be. And enjoy you. Our last step, you know it. Go into the body, feel joy. Feel the physical sensation of joy. Feel it. Experience it. Open it. Jump up for joy. Whatever you need to do for you. Feel the joy. Every cell of your body is radiating with joy and light and receiving messages. And you are in tune. You're hearing it, feeling it, seeing it, knowing it. That's right. That's right. Smile on your face. Uplifting energy. We're going to do joy through the body, through the mind, through the spirit. Opening and releasing everything less than your highest joy. Yeah. For those that struggle with love and feeling love, go through joy to find love. It'll redefine what love feels to you, means to you, is to you. Because a lot of people have love that hurts or is painful or leaves and all these stories. So if you come through the physicality feeling of joy, you will find the truth in love. Breathe that through you. Ooh. Thank yourself for loving yourself today, for connecting with you today. And you know I'm here if you need me. Reach out, JanielleHoff.com. Share this with others. This is a great meditation for those that may just be learning or do deal with ADHD, focus problem, fibromyalgia, the list goes on. So if you know someone, share it. Get their feedback. See what it did for them. I'm here for you. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends. Bye for now.